Hello, I'm James O'Rourke. I'm the author of the new book, The Truth About Confident Presenting. If a presentation is a learning occasion for an audience, it's also a listening occasion. It's an opportunity for them to hear, tune into, and make sense of what's being said. But listening, as you'll discover, is really hard work. It involves both intellectual and physical effort on the part of the listener, and in the absence of appropriate motivation, is really something most people would rather not do. So how do you get an audience to listen? Well, as it happens, people listen to presenters for three principal reasons: self-interest, who's telling it, and how it's told. Let's look at those individually. Many audience members will arrive at a presentation with personal interests that already serve as powerful motivators for them. Some of those whom you'll speak to, in fact, are actively seeking out the information on the subject you're about to speak on. They're interested, enthusiastic, and eager to hear what you have to say. Others, not so much. They're in the room because they've been told to be there, because someone else more interesting to them is speaking after you are, or because, frankly, they have nowhere else to be. A small fraction of the audience honestly couldn't care less. This presentation is just another opportunity to get away from the office or avoid doing real work. Sometimes an audience will be attracted to a presentation simply because of who the speaker is. The subject of the talk doesn't matter a bit to them. You know full well that there is a list of people you would go to hear independent of what they were going to talk about. It could be Oprah Winfrey, Jack Welch, Al Gore. Any number of people could fill an auditorium with eager listeners without ever publishing the title of their talks. A lesser-known speaker, like yourself perhaps, has the uphill task of drawing a crowd based on the actual content of the presentation. Finally, there is the issue of how it's told. Audiences are, in many ways, very much the same the world over. At the very least, they want something worthwhile in exchange for their time. They want to feel as if the effort and energy invested in paying attention to and trying to make sense of a presentation has been worth it. Most people want more, though. They want to be entertained. They want to be amused, captivated, excited, inspired, thrilled, and more. Now, that's asking a lot of a public speech. So what can you do to make the experience of listening worthwhile? Well, the simple answer is to reward them for their effort. You certainly don't have control over their self-interest. Even though you may have done a substantial amount of research about the people in your audience, you're still unlikely to know all of them. It's all but impossible to know what motivates each of them to listen and then act on what they've heard. Equally unlikely is the idea that your name will draw a crowd. Perhaps after reading The Truth About Confident Presenting and working on your presentation skills, you'll make a name for yourself and you'll develop the sort of reputation that could pack an auditorium. For now, though, that's still in the future. What you do have control over is how the message is delivered. You probably have control over the topic you choose to speak on, the organizational pattern you develop, and the evidence you select to support your main points. You also have control over how you introduce the subject, the forms of motivation you offer the audience, and the structure of the ideas that you present to them. You're also in charge of delivery, and that includes the rate at which you speak, when and where you choose to pause and take a breath, how loudly you speak, the tone and pitch of your voice, and how well you project your voice into the room. You're in control of the gestures and the body language you use, and that includes everything from posture to eye contact. You regulate the length of the talk, the development of the ideas, the introduction of evidence, and the number of times you choose to repeat yourself. Let me repeat that. You're in control. Those ideas associated with how the story is told are all well within your control. You're not dependent on the audience to arrive with a special interest in your subject, nor do you need advanced publicity to influence the outcome. It's all within your grasp. And believe me, the audience will know if you're good at this, and they'll reward you. If the people seated before you have invested the time and energy and perhaps a little money in attending your message, then the least you can do is make it worth their while. Thanks for your time. This is James O'Rourke. I'm the author of The Truth About Confident Presenting.